There's probably a better way to translate, and it impacts the sense of our text, the gospel text. I'm going back and look at the Ezekiel text in a moment. From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census? From their sons or from foreigners? Would be a more accurate translation of that line. Jesus is saying, I don't pay the temple tax because God is my Father. But, so as not to disturb them, go catch a fish and you'll find a coin. And the coin, a drachma, is worth the double of the temple tax. Every Jewish male had to pay this tax to support the temple. And so they're trying to catch him at something, okay? Theologically, it's very interesting. First, that Jesus claims, I'm the Son of God, I'm exempt. And that he exempts Peter, or at least supplies for the coin. Very interesting. It's an enigmatic passage. In fact, we got two of them today. That's, I think, enough for the... I mean, like it's Jesus saying, I'm the Son of God. Sons don't pay taxes to their fathers. Ezekiel, we're starting Ezekiel, who is the most exuberant fashioner of images of any of the prophets, as you can see already just in this vision. But, and this is the fascinating thing, you see. Somebody wrote, just forgot her name, very fine doctorate. And the title of it was, What Did Ezekiel See? And she goes through all the patristics understanding of this text, you see. Above the firmament, you see this vision of these cherubim, right? These mighty figures who are consumed with worshiping God. And he sees that. And then above the firmament, over their heads, something like a throne could be seen. This notion of something like, this word like, as the authors in mystical theology point out, it's a word, it's always like, it's like. This is the best example I can give, you see? It's like. Os in Greek. It's like. So here, something like a throne could be seen looking like sapphire. Upon it was seated up above one who had the appearance of a man. Mara, you see, Mara had the appearance of a man. Upward and then from what resembled his waist, I saw what gleamed like electron, like. Downward from where resembled his waist, I saw what looked like fire. In other words, he's trying to mediate to us the huge impact of this vision on him. You see? And he was surrounded with splendor, like the bow which appears in the clouds on a rainy after a rainy day. Was the splendor that surrounded him. Such was the vision of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. These powerful visions, and the best they can do is say it was like Pentecost, and there appeared like tons of fire, tongues of fire. Well, what's going on here? Fathers of the church say, that's Jesus. See? Upon it, seated above, one who had the appearance of a man. That's Jesus already being prophesied in his glory. You see? And he was surrounded with splendor. And this is a consistent understanding of this text. It was already fascinating to the expositors of the text among the Jewish people. Who is this? What is this that's going on? But it's a prophecy of the splendor of Jesus. Beyond it's like, try to describe something that's beyond anything we know. All we can say is that it's like. But this is somebody like, you see, the Son of Man, a Son of Man, you see, had the appearance of a man. This must have been, because Ezekiel is one of the, well, he's certainly the most exuberant of the prophets. You have to stick with him to read him and pray all the time, because the visions are so exuberant. Huh? But you see, he looked like, he had the mara, he had the appearance of a man. And yet, you see, he's up above the cherubim. He's higher than there. You see? And he was surrounded with splendor, like the bow which appears in the clouds on a rainy day. In other words, all the splendor, the color, the light, the glory. Trying to describe this one like the Son of Man. That's a prophecy of the incarnation. Harder to follow than, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you know, you shall call him Emmanuel. That's sort of within our ken, you know. But who is this one conceived and given birth to by a virgin? He's the living Son of the living God. So hidden beneath that humanity is an infinite radiance. I wonder how many times Our Lady caught sight of that, even though she was living by faith. As John Paul II said, remember, she was living by faith. There would be a lot of evidence that everything she knew in her spirit was just, I mean, he's walking around, nobody's paying any attention to him, they're plotting to kill him, and this is the Son of God? My Son? I'm the Son, I'm the Mother of the Messiah, the Son of God? He's going to rule over the house of Jacob forever? And look what's happening to him. You see? So she needed faith. Whether she pondered this text or not, I don't know. But it's this splendor. So today, when we're walking and praying and interceding, remember the other side of it. What the angels see is everybody's walking out there and a little bit of rain and getting tired. And this. What the angels see is the glory of God in the hearts of all those who are there caring about the infants and their mothers and about a nation that supports this and is bringing down on its own head its own ruin. (Clears throat)